Yeah, he's absolutely right. She doesn't trust him. She's better than him. She's smarter.
Better with knives.
Yeah, better with knives. Got that ass.
Way fucking better looking.
Yeah. I mean, despite the fact that her butt may look like old dog food.
Her butt may look like a like flat tire that you go on the side of the highway and just discard on the side of the road, all oblong, but mostly open.
Butt just looks like a wizard sleeve.
Right. It might.
Butt just looks like a recycled puka shell necklace.
Old puka shell necklace
That's just older
with
than
some
hell.
zinc
That's just super
colored zinc
old.
oxide squirted in it.
That's just the oldest. It just looks
Yeah.
like an ultimate frisbee.
A putter, the floppy putter from disc golf.
Putter.
Is softer, more rubbery.
Fucking putter. It looks like one of those disfigured clocks that are all artistic.
Oh,
This melted
a
clock,
melted
yeah.
Andy Warhol clock
Yeah.
or a Salvador Dali clock.
Yeah, that's what her butt looks like.
Yeah. It looks like a three-quarter eaten bowl
I gotta finish this drink before you do.
of what's the fucking cook? No, I can't even think of the right cereal. Golden Grahams?
Golden Grahams.
Where it's just mostly discolored milk.
Just kind of shitty. Just
And
kind
it's
of.
just been so it's sogged out for over an
Just
hour.
kind of shitty. Just pretty shitty. It looks like.
Despite that,
It looks like backstage at a rodeo after you lassoed all the fucking calves and you hung the fucking lasso up.
was like a fresh shipment at Aw Shucks on Oyster Delivery Day. The biggest jewel of the Gulf, freshly cracked.
Just the monster oyster.
It's a giant fucking oyster. Butt shucked.
Looks like Joe Lecce's been throwing baseballs in there.
Oh, Joe Lecce mitt. Although the Joe Lecce mitt would be completely
Would
untouched
be
and
perfect and
unworn.
pristine.
Unworn.
Be fucking pristine. Her butt just looks like a deflated basketball. All right, let's go to the s
Anyway, it might look like any of those things,
It
but
might. Still love her.
as is becoming our motto, still
Still
in.
love her.
Still fucking in.
Still would.
Still would.
Still would, Rachel McAdams.
Mm-hmm.
She's dating Taylor Kitsch,
I
by the
don't know,
way.
but I think Salvador Dali clock fucking wins.
Just melting.
It's a melted clock. Oh, Rach. Yeah, I saw that. She's
Yeah,
dating
Taylor
fucking.
Kitsch. Good for them. Asked about something in your home. We are
Right.
good now. Yeah, she's no Claire Underwood.
And you know he's definitely still eventually going to hit that, even if her backside looks like a beach jellyfish.
It looks like the fucking Looney Tunes logo. So she's nosing around his place and
We're open for business.
throbbing pipe.
Men, women,
Anything.
you can fuck anyone you want with that
Just
dick.
jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
Anything you're into. Basically
Like the
anything you're into.
fucking beginning of the James Bond logo. The very beginning before James walks out.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Good.
Holy shit.
Precog, this one.
You are the fucking
This one.
precog, man. I think this is real.
I said, why? I dreamt that,
Born
actually.
in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hell yeah. The Little Apple.
Speaking of Little Apple.
Why do I know that? Astro?
No, where's Little Miss? Fucking half pack of chewed up strawberry fucking big league.
Strawberry Big League Chew. Jesus Christ. Big League Chew.
Oh, I love her.
Stop, motherfucker, which usually works. I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, fine.
So you gonna keep on running then?
Fuck, alright.
We do get some great Rachel McAdams running shots.
Oh, yes. She looked great in
She's
jeans.
In good shape for this movie.
Yes.
Or this show.
And that blouse is just kind of popping.
She's real loose.
She looked really super hot.
She did. Hair mm-hmm. just blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Just.
Despite. I don't have one.
Despite.
I'm just like looking around for anything. That
despite her butt being like a thermos full of chili.
A thermos lid.
Yeah, it is kind of. And Ray saves her from getting me and Steve Pancake.
But we're He's basically right. my money maker, Mike.
We're doing fine. We're doing all right. We're all right with it. We're good.
We're all right.
We're fine, me and Steve. We're doing good. Next week on...
You know who we're doing better than? A little young lady whose backside looks like a fucking jelly donut took an uppercut from Carl the Truth Williams.
Took an uppercut? Why would you punch a donut?
But I'd eat it.
But I would. But I would.
Hell yeah.
I mean, okay. I don't think anybody's doing as bad as Rachel McAdams in this series.
No, why?
Considering the fact. Considering the fact that you clearly went to World Market and got the biggest candle ever and then burnt it for 2 years on a 45 degree angle. That's what her butt looks like.
It looked like you strung up a Chipotle burrito and had a piñata party. You had a whole kid's piñata party just to go to town on it.
Looks like you froze a jug of chocolate milk. And then you just took a bat after it.
Just smashed like a quarter, a little half carton of
yeah.
chocolate milk.
Yeah, just frozen though. So it's not super messy, just pretty fucking messy.
Rach, we want it. Make no mistake.
It looked like you tried to paper mache a calamari. Oh, fuck us.
Fuck us.
Looks like a fucking ab roller. I had to wipe tears on my face. Prophetic.
Well, now you're freaking me out, but yeah, prophetic.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. They don't care. They didn't stick around this long.
She looks like, yeah. She's just like reading the trailer for the movie The Abyss. It's
like, you look in and it looks back and fucking whatever. My... Butthole
my
looks
jelly,
like...
My jelly ass.
Just hit it. Hit it.
My butthole looks like a bunch of contractor trash bags. They're just kind of left on the counter unraveled.
Knotted up. Knotted up. Fucking garbage bags.
It looked like you blew the biggest bubble with Bubblicious and then someone shot it with paintball
blow
gun.
Blow dart.
A paintball gun. Come in there and just... Beat it up.
I mean, you look fucking great, even if your backside looks like an old tennis ball dipped in ragu.
Why? Why?
Even in that...
Why?
Even in that case, you're still fucking fine.
Yeah.
Why would you let your partner, Chris
Don't
Arnold,
let this
fucking hit it?
Fucking weak-ass Mavs PA announcer asshole hit it.
And he fucking... He left his wife or whatever for their busted marriage. Like,
yeah.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
Fuck
Why would you do that? How drunk?
Yeah.
How drunk do you get?
No shit.
You crazy bitch.
You are a crazy fucking bitch. I thought you were, like, I was on your side earlier. Now.
I don't even blame you for fucking, what's that one guy?
Yeah,
who's in
mustache.
The first,
mustache.
Yeah, mustache guy's a doofus, but whatever. Like, he's normal looking, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you got your problems. Yeah, your asshole looks like a collapsed beehive. But this motherfucker does not. This motherfucker does not deserve to hit it. I'm just telling you, Rach.
Like, you're not perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
You know, you look great. Your face is beautiful.
Some your butt in them jeans.
Right, that looks great. With the jeans on, it looks fucking great.
By the way, gray pants.
You're looking.
It's a new deal.
You're looking fine.
It's the new deal. Every woman get gray
pants.
And
just because when you take your pants off, it looks like, and you turn around, it looks like a paintball splattered CBS logo.
What the fuck? CBS eye.
That's okay.
Why? Why are we doing this?
Oh, fuck.
Rach, why are you letting this fucking loser hit it?
He looks like 20 years younger Edward James Olmos.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Edward James Olmos is?
No.
You'd know him if you saw him. Probably. Anyway, he looks like that fucking guy.
Oh, we had kid on kid crime.
Kid injury.
Kid on kid crime. Hell yeah.
Little kid blown out ACL.
Fuck yeah. Listen, Rach, not everybody needs a crack at that puss. Not everybody, okay?
Like,
You're not going to find love by fucking every cop.
I'm not saying you shouldn't fucking sample everything that the world has to offer.
I mean,
definitely.
Be a pussy gunslinger if you want to.
That's fine, but not that fuck.
But only sevens are better, like me and Mike.
Yeah. Seven
for
plus.
For us, 8.5, so.
And that's not even factor in.
That's not even
cock. Famous as shit.
Yeah.
And we got fucking shark dick. Yeah.
Just the biggest bull dicks.
Fucking bull dicks.
Just because your butthole looks like the Cincinnati Reds logo with a bunch of melted figurines on it.
Just because your butthole looks like you left a box of Crayolas out in a bird feeder all day.
Why in a bird feeder? Your butthole looks like the sequel to the Madea movie by Tyler Perry.
Come on, Rach.
Your butt looks like this Ranger season.
It's
just
fine.
The worst.
Like, look, we don't know that until we get in there.
Yeah. Nobody
and then
knows
once we're
that.
In there, wait, we ain't stopping. Like, we're fucking still happy. We're going to fucking do this thing.
Nobody knows all of your intimate flaws.
Right.
Okay.
Like we do.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, your butt looks like a fucking burnout O-ring from a Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
What the fuck?
Fuck. Rach? What are you doing?
Your butt looks like a fucking batter's box in a baseball field in the desert.
Like a fucking rusty, partially detached exhaust pipe on a Volkswagen Beetle.
Partially detached. Like she has like fucking dual exhaust glass packs.
Just barely hanging.
Yeah.
Just rattling around back there.
Clearly had glass packs on it at
like
one time.
Like a speed bump, it just barely, it's half detached.
All right, previously on True Detective. Well, Rach is done with old butt stuff, Steve.
You could tell we were in a hurry to get to that portion of the program.
Yeah.
We were excited about it.
Yeah, we were really excited about what we thought up the last week about Rachel McAdams' butt. I hope she hears this and it just cracks her up.
Oh, she'd think we're fucking funny.
Oh, she would love us.
It's your character.
Yeah, it's your
it's
character.
It's Annie.
Yeah, it's Antigone's.
It's Antigone's butthole, not yours.
Not even yours. We know you have the prettiest butthole.
Perfect.
Rachel.
Little fucking starfish.
We know it.
I want to fucking
we
see
know.
That thing.
We
I
know.
Promise you. Like, it's all good. Like,
it's great.
It's fine.
You're gorgeous. We love you.
Yeah.
We are in love with you. Mm-hmm. We are.
Listen to this,
in
Rach.
Love. Just listen
and just
to
fast
us.
Forward through the first 45 minutes.
Yeah.
When we get to the part about your butthole.
Right.
It's like
what
a beat
we
up,
imagine your butthole looking
like. Right. Like a little beat up little leaguer's glove.
Yeah.
Fat
See,
proven. That's how experiments go. You make a hypothesis, and then you test the hypothesis. Yeah. We just did it.
Scientific
and now,
fucking method.
That's fucking proof.
Yeah, now it's law.
Like, you think this is just two assholes on a couch smoking a bowl and talking about fucking
dumb
shit?
We don't even
shit.
Do drugs at all. This is the great illusion that we've pulled on you, is that we don't even do...
There is a pipe right there, but
we don't any
we have
do
not touched it.
Any fucking drugs.
I was stoned for one Game of Thrones one time. And I wasn't even super stoned.
That was like the second one we did, right?
No, it was like fourth or fifth.
Oh, okay.
And maybe we will do one.
All high?
Yeah, all high as shit, but no.
We might do a live rewatching of an episode. We might do one so stoned that we think Rachel McAdams' asshole looks like a fucking chocolate hot tub.
Right.
It could happen.
We might be so baked.
Things that could happen.
That we think her butthole looks like a half-disintegrated urinal cake.
Urinal cake. Jesus.
Well, we would just have to be baked.
We would have to be really high. They got a fucking DJ in that. I don't remember what she says. Oh, she's just being real philosophical about it. You look into those moments, they look back at you, blah, blah, blah. And then, I should have taken care of you. And she's like, bitch, you couldn't even take care of yourself. At that moment, I just wanted to hold Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, she needed us.
And just, probably both of us. Not at the same time hug, but like
she could handle both of us at the same time.
Theoretically.
Being that.
Yeah. Say, we were in France, and we wanted to go to the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
She could probably handle that.
No problem.
Zero problem.
Yeah. She's easy.
At all.
Right. Because her butt looks like... I don't have one.
I'm talking like...
Like Bigfoot stomped on a sunflower.
Why? Why? I mean, it would be shocking how much you would feel like it's supposed to go there.
Yeah.
Like, just naturally.
It's right.
I mean, despite the fact.
Mm-hmm.
That her butt looks like a condom full of SpaghettiOs.
I mean, it just does, Rach.
It just, you can't do anything about it.
It just does.
We love you.
Definitely.
We still
would.
Fucking
everything.
Love you.
Everything, yes.
All right. So Paul and M is apparently his, okay. Hispanic women are not called named Emma or Emily.
That's who Paul's girl? Okay, and that's fine.
They're done with it.
That.
We
Let's
found our bad
on.
Guys, right. Obviously, because they started shooting so much.
Case
so.
Closed.
Guilt. Guilt, right?
Yeah.
They were definitely guilty.
Right.
And we killed the bad guy. We killed the main bad guy, so we're good.
And the other thing about Annie is that she looks like, from behind, sort of like,
yeah?
Like a half-eaten, like a little miniature kid cup of applesauce with a fucking plastic spoon still stuck in there.
I mean, yeah, but also...
Like, kind of like that, but also, like, what else? You look like...
Like, at a certain angle, you might say it looks like somebody axe-murdered the Hamburger Helper mascot.
The little glove?
The fucking animated glove.
The little hand?
The animated glove. The little animated glove guy.
All right, I can play this game all day, but I have to fucking piss so hard.
EasyTigerShirts.com. I don't want any ass for fucking ever.
Right.
We love you guys.
And
we really do.
That'll increase your chances of butt-fucking Rachel McAdams.
No
which
doubt
currently
about
is
it.
At zero.
Zero right
and
now.
And get a dope-ass shirt,
get up
and you'll
to
5%. Be a fucking 0.1.
Yeah, 0.125.
Yeah.
So.
You can hit that little thing that looks like a fucking beaten-up K-cup.
K-cup? Jesus.
A little Dutch chocolate K-cup. All right, I got to piss.
Go piss.
And she What's... is into some other stuff, Mike.
Is she?
She is.
Like what?
I don't know what she's into, but I do know when you, like, you sometimes you see her, like, facing the other direction, if her pants and her panties were off.
Oh, okay.
It might look.
Hot.
It might look something like a stop sign they cut out of the belly of a tiger shark.
Why? Why is it in the belly of a tiger shark?
That would be bad.
I mean, I really found it weird. That during this safe circle, which obviously they had, that she did not find the time to tell everybody that if she was to, like, say, put her hands on the back of that chair and lean forward and drop all the rest of her clothes.
Yeah. And where, are you seeing her from the front?
No. She's kind of facing the same direction you're facing.
Okay.
So she's kind of looking out the window.
Right, but you're, like, facing the window, too.
Right.
But she's between you and the window. Okay, so she, her back is facing toward you, even.
Right, and she's got that onion booty up in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, she failed to mention that her ass may look like a storm drain right after Hurricane Rita.
It might.
It could.
It might.
In certain instances, it could.
Yeah.
Look like that.
Yeah. Rita specifically.
Right, because it wasn't the worst. It wasn't Katrina.
Yeah.
It was Rita. It was just real sloppy, real muddy, and wet.
It was also sort of like it reminded me this one time. A friend of mine did this, so I knew what it looked like.
Oh, okay.
But when she stood up and she was kind of heading the other direction, I just got actually a good look at her from behind. And it just looked like she had just sat down on a fresh plate of pizza bagels. Like, accidentally.
Like, on accident, completely
on
accident.
Yeah, like a whole plate.
In her best pants.
White, like kind of tan pants.
The best ones, yeah.
Like kind of like a white tan.
Right.
Kind of a neutral colored pants.
Right, they could go in the with any outfit, really.
And
now they got bagels on them.
Fresh pizza
bagels. Pizza bagels, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a fucking mess.
Yeah. And when she's talking about the girth, all I could think of was basically... how after one of those gets done with her, I mean...
Like a thick one.
Yeah. Real Pepsi can dick gets done with her, and the things that she's into, her ass probably looks like an order of sunset-style fajitas that you left in the fridge too long.
Right, like a few days in the fridge.
Yeah, too long.
It's, like real coagulated.
It's past reheating.
Past
reheating it time. Yeah.
You might still eat it, though.
You missed your window.
But you probably still eat it.
Yeah, you might.
Because it's fucking Rachel McAdams.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it did not look good.
Yeah.
It did not look good back there.
But she did not. That's all I could think of when we were talking about girth.
Yeah.
You know,
is that?
Is that that specific?
You'd think it could take it, what's back there.
Yeah.
It looks like a worn out baby shoe.
How much your baby's walking? Like,
this is a little shoe.
It's a little shoe. Baby shoe. Like one of these babies running 5Ks.
Well, they're just worn out. So, that's the kind of stuff that it may have looked like.
Yeah, I imagine it could. It could. I mean, if you possibly look like that. I'm surprised instead of the instructor asking her, like, you know, how do you feel about this? Why he didn't ask her why her backside slightly resembled the thing they yank out of your abdomen after you've had an appendix burst.
Just coiled.
The thing that soaks up the bile.
Yeah, poor girl.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Good looking as she is.
Right.
Sometimes when she's walking away, it looks like she's got a Trailblazers logo tied around her waist. A jersey. A Trailblazers jersey around her waist.
Like the old school one or the current one?
No, the fucking swirl one.
The Sabonis?
No, the modern one. Looks like a hurricane. Yeah, that thing's awful.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have any more prepared. But it is like M&M's melting in a bowl of cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat.
That is our most underrated breakfast, by the way, cream of wheat.
Is it good?
Oh, God, it's delicious.
Ever had that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like oats or grits, but way better.
Interested.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I like both those things you just
yeah.
said. So.
And M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's good.
I bet that it tastes slightly different than what I imagine her butt looks like.
Whose butt?
Annie's.
Oh, Rachel.
Annie Bezzaritis, yeah.
Rachel McAdams.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Rachel McAdams is Annie Bezzaritis.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, just clarify.
It's like your mom asked you to clean the dining room, and you got a rag and sprayed all the Pledge on it. All of it.
The whole can
of Pledge.
An
entire can of Pledge, yeah.
Just slight yellow
yeah.
hue, but
yeah, you're not bubbly. You're not going to be able to sit shit on this counter. It's so
foamy.
Slippery. Yeah. Just like a normal size rag, and you display all the Pledge on it. Just to teach this bitch a lesson. It's gonna smell lemony till fucking Y2K. Okay? Mom.
Yeah, mom.
Fucking mom.
Rachel ass.
All right, so Paul's in the courtroom.
They're gonna stop listening now.
Fighting this fucking case. Murder is the
Paul.
Case. Murder is the case they gave him.
Actually, Paul, he was, I saw him walk by at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he actually, it was kind of fucking weird. He didn't have his pants on.
I thought
Rachel was the only one who had these issues.
Oh, okay.
These sort of body issues, but it turns out we learned last week that Paul also has some
right,
sort of issues.
Right, right. He gets freaky.
Yeah, he was walking the other way, and he looked like he had a beat-up yellow range ball plugged in the mud.
range ball. Like, they didn't pick it up? Like, for some reason, they
no,
the,
it was
go.
Plugged in the mud, so the picker mm-hmm. couldn't pick it up. So it just sits there.
Never going to get out of there.
Big crack.
Never
in the middle of it.
Never, ever going to get out of there.
Paul.
It kind of, to me, what it kind of looked like... was a tire swing, but instead of footballs, you threw mud pies at it.
It just missed a
yeah,
lot.
Just really awful.
Just around the outside.
You're just really awful at it. That's what I imagine. I mean, that's what I...
I like how Paul has made us had a double R.
Yes.
The double R efforts on...
Yes.
On backside
views. Rations must be doubled.
Jesus Christ.
And maybe go in there and avoid anybody seeing... Maybe, like, this whole area, the back lower third of herself.
Of her? You mean she's in the bathroom?
Yeah, yeah. If she's going to the bathroom.
Annie, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, Bezzaritis.
Why would...
I mean, if she's going to the restroom and there are a bunch of other girls in there, she probably doesn't want the other girls seeing, like, below her waistline from, like, waist to kneecap on the back side.
Backward. Okay.
Back of the back,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't say that. I didn't know what
yeah,
you
yeah, the reverse.
Why
you know?
Would she care if someone saw her between the waist and back of the kneecap above, you know, the back
the knees?
Thigh?
Yeah.
The quad muscle or the hamstring, above the hamstring. Why wouldn't she want anyone to see her
well,
there?
I mean, like, reason number one that I can think of is that her entire ass area looks like a ball washer from a real rundown golf course.
Ball washer. Right.
You know?
Yeah,
that's reason
does.
One.
The little flip
yeah,
pop.
Yeah, the one that...
You see in there, you see like this, maybe some brushes.
Yeah, some terrible brushes. Just
there,
really...
Some liquid, some
like,
they haven't colored liquid.
They haven't refilled the water in years.
Yeah.
Since it froze last year.
Right, last
at
fucking
least,
winter.
At least.
That's funny you actually bring that up, Mike.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because I was thinking, I mean, not... I guess the same lines or whatever.
Mm-hmm. About her going to the bathroom and not wanting the other girls to see.
Right. Well, yeah, the same thing.
Yeah.
The same part of the body that you were just talking about. The above the hamstring, below
right.
the waist.
That particular area.
And then, like, honestly, like, if you catch even a side angle, you'll see, like, the glute muscle. Like,
yeah.
it'll look kind of nice,
right.
you know. But if you,
some girls take photos of that.
Right. Like a nice side and, like, a nice curved butt,
right.
which could look really good, but if you
sure.
get straight on, if you get straight on and you
yeah.
actually see her like in that area straight on,
uh-huh.
like you get a good straight on view, it kind of looks like the parking lot after an ICP concert.
An ICP concert.
Yeah. look really bad. A disaster up in that area. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Annie.
Yeah, Annie Bozzarides.
Yeah, Annie.
That's who we're talking
Rachel
about?
Okay. Annie. Yeah,
makes
yeah.
sense now. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In case you...
Yeah, the whole time, this... I mean, I knew she was going to go to this hooker party, you know, the whole lead up to this episode, because they showed the preview, and I was like, damn, girl, got her hair did.
Yeah.
You know? Got that dress. That is a good-looking dress mm-hmm. on her.
She's like, going to look her best.
Oh, it's going to look like she's worth $2,000.
Put your best foot forward. This is going to be the best Annie.
And she might look like she's worth $2,000, but you know what doesn't is...
What?
I think they refer to it as her booty hole.
Oh.
That basically resembles Mount Rushmore. That's like $500 max.
Right.
I'd say.
The monument.
Yeah. 500 max on that ass.
That ass.
Or like 500 off the top.
You mean the ass that looks like a carnival ashtray?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the same one.
The one that looks like a grease trap at Waffle House? I don't know if we're talking about the same character.
Yeah, I think.
Not.
I think I know where you're going.
Vince, okay.
Not Vince Vaughn.
Annie.
Not Vince Vaughn's lady. Not the redhead. But Annie.
Like Annie Bezzarini. Yeah, yeah.
You know, the one that her ass area looks like Mr. Potato Head's dick.
Right.
Yeah.
The same.
Yes. That's we're on the same page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking,
yeah.
You know, she's going to go to this party and she's going to have to get fucked.
Right.
She didn't get fucked, but what I was imagining what it might look like afterwards, cuz I know what she's into. She done told
well, she's
us.
She's into what?
She's into stuff kissing. That Steve wouldn't give her, which I just assume is pipe in the you know, the no-no, the area
the
you
no,
never
the no zone.
Yeah, the no fly zone, unless you ask very nicely, or if they're on drugs
mm-hmm.
of some sort. I imagined like her butt after this night, which it didn't happen. But I was just, you know, I'm creative and I got this, you know, mind that wanders. I imagined her ass was gonna look like a really, really old fucking birdhouse the next morning. But it did. I didn't.
Like an old birdhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Like one that sometime overnight, one of those rascally neighborhood squirrels got into.
Right.
And just fucking like, yeah, just, not just birds.
Yeah, he just ran them jewels.
Little, yeah, just up there tearing away at everything.
Right, just having his friends over.
Eating and, yeah.
Yeah, just destroyed it.
Just a bunch of stuff on the ground nearby.
Just a damn mess.
Yeah.
Really.
You yeah. Know? Yeah. No, I know that ass. Mm-hmm. I know that ass. Mm-hmm.
Talk about the same person, right?
Yeah, Annie.
Yeah, Bezzarides. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The girl who, if you saw her from behind it, her ass looked like Beirut.
Beirut. Yeah, yeah, that girl. I mean,
right.
If she was, like, walking away from you, her ass would look like the couch in the Jamiroquai video.
Do you think Jamiroquai ever got out of that room?
Never. He's still
Is he
trapped
still in there,
just dancing.
Running around.
Yeah, but he's got to dance
it's
to like.
Ah, fucking A.
It's like a fucking maze and he has to dance to the next little.
Right. He's like, I saw there's got to be a way.
Yeah, there has
there's
to be a way.
Got to
out of
be
here.
A way. I keep trying the same thing.
They just keep
thing.
Turning the lights off on him and he keeps falling. He's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fucking fuck.
You sons
got
of
the hat
bitches?
And the jacket just off in the corner.
Yeah.
He's
he
like,
is veiled.
I don't care.
They told him his hat is gay now.
I don't want to dance anymore.
Yeah, I'm done dancing.
Just get me the fuck out of this crazy fucking room, this funhouse bullshit.
Just give me a goddamn Grammy. Leave me alone.
I'll go away. I will go away forever, I promise.
Yes, I will never come back, never make another fucking record. But for Annie...
Mm-hmm. Bezzarides.
Yeah, I don't know if she's into music necessarily, but... You know, you could write like a poem... Or, like, maybe a sonnet or a song about her asshole area.
Right.
That kind of resembles the bear from the Rockefeller explosion. Like the front man bear, you know?
Bear.
That plays the guitar. The main one, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
I had one user submitted
okay.
to this.
Okay.
And it's only because I don't get the joke.
Okay.
And you won't either.
All right.
But he's like, look, someone will get it and they'll love it.
All right.
So in this case...
$20, please.
I looked up the picture, and the picture is hilarious.
Okay.
So it is funny. So trust me when I say Andy Mazaritis is asshole. Looks like Fluke Man from X-Files.
Fluke Man? I know who that is.
Do
actually.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
The fucking fish-looking guy? It's yeah, like, the... yeah.
Yeah. The red bucket.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, I don't get it. And he showed me a picture. I'm like, yep.
Fluke Man.
Fluke Man.
Jesus, what a callback. High five.
High five, Jay.
I mean, I would have gone with, like, her ass looks like a blooming onion. But
yeah.
That's good, too.
Or at least just that cup of dipping sauce.
Yeah.
It looks like the cup of dipping sauce in the middle of the blooming onion after your party is done with the blooming onion.
Right. After your six top.
Yeah.
Is just
like, because you're not going to eat every leaf of the blooming onion. There's going to be residue
powerhouse
in there.
Powerhouse, that blooming onion.
There's going to be residue. There's going to be
yeah.
some, like, flaky.
The weird bottom part that's, like, too crunchy and too crispy.
Right. That's
you're
all going to be
that
mixed
there.
In there.
God damn, there's probably trash bags full of that part.
That's
of
your ass.
Body. Yeah.
That's
that
your
is
ass,
that
Annie.
We're looking at.
Annie Bell.
Okay, her boobs aren't that big. She's pushing them boys up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fine with it because her ass. Because
that ass.
That ass. Two sentences short
right.
of calling any woman that's in his way a cunt.
Right. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Chief.
Yeah.
That's what Chief is always thinking.
Do you have any more Annie jokes? Because I really got to piss.
No, I don't.
Okay. Why don't you tell him what's happening in this scene?
Okay. It's just us now. Alone at last. There's some stuff I wanted to tell you. And I don't want to be a dick about it, but it's about Mike, the guy who's in the bathroom right now. When he was walking away, he was on his way to the bathroom. And he actually had his pants down before he got there. And it looked like a goddamn hobo's fucking dumpster fire with a fucking eggnog poured all over it and fucking a box full of nerds just thrown on top. That's the danger of doing those when you don't have anything at all planned. Look, the first week we had nothing planned. We didn't know that was going to happen, so we just fucking fired. But fine! Then we started writing shit down during the week, so yes. But when you don't plan anything, you get eggnog with fucking crushed up nerds thrown on it from about 4 feet away. He's coming back. So, yeah, Hit and Ray was talking to the guy in the prison, and then yeah, that was that. Oh.
Did you just confess how gay you are?
Hey. Hey.
I just assume you confessed how